Very good. Well, very good, Dick. Well, we got you on the program. You are one of the last remaining members of the Six Fat Dutchmen, and that's pretty special. And when did you play for the Dutchmen? Do you know about the time?
Well, I wasn't full-time. I just went to college, eight or something like that, the musicians had to have so many guys on the stage. So Hale brought me along, but I played sax and clarinet with them for, I don't know, 2-3 years, something like that, back in the 60s and 70s.
Okay. Very good. Very good. So do you remember some of the guys that you played along with back in the days with the Six Fat Dutchmen?
Oh, yeah. I think I know them all. Charlie Silcox and Skinny Thomas, they were on trumpets. And then we had Harold, and there were several bass horn players.
Uh-huh.
Roger Norris and Kurt Becker, I don't know, Dick Rosenthal. Then we had Bernie Nettle on the clarinet, and Dwayne Westwall on the saxophone, and I don't know, a few others. I can't remember them all, you know.
Absolutely. Now, did you play along back in the days when they used an organ as well on the band?
Oh, yeah, we had Vern Bottenfield on the organ, the real Hammond organ. We lugged that baby up and downstairs.
Yeah.
And all stored in the 41 flexible bus that we had there, in and out to the passenger door in the back on the left-hand side. We lifted it up and down and even up 2 flights of stairs a couple of times.
My goodness. Oh, that's, yeah, back in the days. How many piece was the Six Fat Dutchmen back in those years when you were playing along?
Oh, still what they have now. They had 3 saxes and concertina. They had Christy Hengel on a concertina a couple of times. And Emil Milbritz, he was most of the time. And Johnny Gogg. And then we had 2 trumpets. Bass horn, drums, and Harold, he blew the baritone once in a while on a trombone.
Uh-huh. Okay. Who was the drummer back in those years then? Do you remember?
Yeah, we had Doc, I can't remember his last name.
Okay.
And we had Bob something, and I don't know, he had 3 or 4 different drummers. But.
Okay.
And no. Then Carl Hartwig, Doc Hartwig, that's Carl Hartwig's cousin or something like that.
Okay. Played along too. I was going to ask you also, I lost my thought now for a moment here, but...
I lost that a long time ago.
You lost them a long time ago. Okay.
The
thought. Yeah. So back in those years... some of the ballrooms that you played at, can you mention a couple of those?
Oh, I can remember how we had the St. Cloud. We had the fairgrounds up there, and we had the Falls Ballroom, and then they had a ballroom at Lake Sarah. And this is all before the Medina Ballroom came to exist. And there was Bass Lake and Excelsior. We used to have an amusement park. We played there.
Uh-huh.
Also up by Princeton, or a place called Long Siding, which is just outside of Princeton.
Okay. Yeah.
There were thousands of ballrooms.
Okay. Now that thought came back to me. I was going to ask you, Harold Jr., did he play along at the same time too then?
Harold kind of fronted the band and did all the book work and secretarial work for Harold. But Harold Jr., he did play the bass horn once in a while. In fact, on the clarinet polka, that's Harold Jr. on the bass horn.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Now, I remember seeing Harold Sr. on the Lawrence Welk show when he played the clarinet polka, so he could play it as well, huh?
Oh, he started out on the violin, you know. That was Harold's first instrument. Then he went to the bass horn and the baritone and the trombone, which is valve, not slide.
Okay. What was Harold Sr. like? You know, he appeared so rough and gruffy and grumpy-like or so. Was he really that way, or was he a pretty mellow guy?
Harold, he was like a little boy in a windstorm there. You'd see him right around New Orleans in his Cadillac. He always had the Cadillac, and he'd stop and buy the little kiddies ice cream, and you see him at the store. He knew everybody, and you hated to go to store with them because you never got out.
Oh, really? Yeah. He was a character, I guess, huh?
Yeah, he passed away, you know, back in 1987. He's 81 years old.
Is that what it was? Okay. And did he die from a heart attack, or what did he die of? Do you know?
I don't know. I presume it was just overworked or something like that, but I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Okay, so very good.
Junior, he's still around up there. He was working for 3M, you know.
Okay.
And he retired, and now he's living up here in Minnesota. And Harold's wife passed away back in, I don't know, a few years back. She was 103.
Oh, really? Made it that long. Wow. Okay. Very good. All righty. Well, as you look back when you played, what were some of the favorite songs that you had that you liked to play with the Six Fat Dutchmen?
Oh, boy, I can't even remember half of them. You know, I don't even remember half the tunes, but everything was, you know, yeah, over 300 and some songs in that library. And so.
Oh, yeah.
It was hard to remember, you know, but When I Sleep was one of his, and then Snyder and Old Lady. And
oh, yes.
Dutchman's Waltz and the Little Fisherman's Waltz and Beer Barrel, and I say the Clarinet Polka. So, I mean, it was pretty hard to pick out a favorite.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, yourself, when did you start playing sax and clarinet, Dick? Were you in high school or grade school, or how'd you get started?
Well, I started back in the 50s, back in high school there at Edison High School in Minneapolis, back in the 50s there, you know, played orchestra and the band. And then we had a little two or three different places here in northeast Minneapolis where we all got together, Polish weddings and stuff like that. And if you remember, if you have that record with Donnie Costner and Dan Zantek, Zantek is from Minnesota, he went up to Alaska. And I don't know how Donnie Costner got the two of them together, but if you look on one of your CDs, you'll see the two concertina players.
Oh, really? Okay. Very good. Now, Dick, did you play with other bands through the years, too, besides the Six Fat Dutchmen?
Well, I substituted. I was never fully involved with any of them, like the Brewers, Jolly Brewers with
Bruno Randles?
Bruno Randles, yeah. I think I sent a CD up to you, original recordings of that. And I was on the road here with Chris a couple of times. Him and Christy Hengel was on concertina and Bruno on the drum and the trombone, you know. And I think we had a guy by the name of Harry Nyssen on the bass horn.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Some great memories as you look back. I mean, boy, what it was back then, playing big crowds and everything, to nowadays, it's tough to get a big crowd anymore at polka dance. So things have changed, huh?
Oh, yeah, but I think you mentioned one time to me when I seen you up there on St. Joseph, you went down to New Orleans at a polka festival down there where you had bands every half a block down there, so we had over 100 and some bands. And
yeah.
Everybody hung out at Shorty's place. It was Shorty Snoor.
Uh-huh.
They made the best hamburgers in town. If the health department never went there, they'd condemn them anyway.
That was back in the days with the big polka days and the street dance out there. Yeah, some great times. Well, Dick, if we can hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. I need to read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you one more time, if that's all right.
All time member, go ahead.
Alrighty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, one of the finest meat markets around. This week, in fact, June 3rd, marks 54 years since my dad, Junior Funnenstein, along with his partner, Dave Tulfin, bought the St. Joe Meat Market from John Flieger. That is when I started at the meat market as well. Just think, back then, ground beef was selling for only 39 cents per pound. A quarter of beef was going for 59 cents per pound. But also, you could buy gas for only 19 cents per gallon. Yes, some things have certainly changed in 54 years, but what hasn't changed is the great quality of meat and the great service that you've come to expect. Yes, and we at the St. Joe Meat Market hope to be around for many more years to come. The brat of the week for this week is our smoked beer brats. Come in this week and take 30 cents per pound off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Also on sale this week are fresh frozen club steaks for just $10.99 per pound. Regular price is $17.49 per pound. Always more great in-store specials await you at the St. Joe Meat Market, so like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Dick, for being our guest on the show, we're going to put up a nice package for you. And along with Chasm, we'll mail that out to you. Hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds pretty good. You're talking about that hamburger. Well, Shorty's had hamburgers for 25 cents, you know, at that time. And you get a good gold class of Shell's beer for a dime a glass.
Isn't that something? Yes, you bet. Well, Dick, you were up to the St. Joe Meat Market here just a couple of weeks back. How did you find things over at the meat market? Did you you got some products and stuff? Everything satisfactory to your liking?
Oh, yeah, you had it pretty well organized, and I tried some of that breakfast sausage that you suggested. And, I mean, not too bad. I mean, you sure can tell it's homemade rather than processed.
Okay, well, good. That's good to hear. And we got you some CDs along. Did you find some good CDs there at the meat market, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got what I was looking for. And still got to go through your catalog. But, you know, the way things are right now, I have to order a few at a time. But keep up the good German music, because that seems to be the best rather than two or three pieces.
Absolutely. Now, Dick, back in the days, you were married. Your wife passed away some years ago?
Yeah, she had in a nursing home. She just had a heart attack, you know, and just, I don't know what the deal was, but, you know, they never tell you what's going on. But,
yeah,
she was attended a few dances, her and Harold and Harold's wife, Virginia. They got along pretty good.
Oh, that's neat. That's good. How many kids did you have, Dick?
I had four kids there. I had one that passed away a few many years ago in the Red River over Florida up there. So.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm down to three. Well, two live in Arizona, and one is up here in Monticello.
Okay, very good. And you make home in Columbia Heights, you said, these days?
Oh, yeah, in Columbia Heights, yeah. I still work every day. I drive a van for people with special needs.
Oh, you do? Well, good for you, Dick. That's wonderful. So, well, Dick, we're getting to the end of the program here. I usually ask every guest if they have a special memory that they can think of that they'd want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise. You get stuck in any snowstorms or play on any big events or anything that stick out in your mind?
No, just coming into town with the bus, you know, when you get off the bus, you know, it's a big six-foot duckman painted all over with the little fat man blowing his bugle and barely everybody know you were in town.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, did Harold drive the bus, or who drove the bus?
No, Harold never drove the bus. Vern Bottenfield drove the bus back up to the dances 99% of the time, and Skinny Thomas, John Thomas, he used to be a radio announcer, you know.
Yeah.
KNJ for a while. He did a lot of ranging, him and
okay.
Wayne Westfall, who is now with Cook and Becker.
Oh, yeah.
And Dave Marvin, he was a sax player. He's now with John Check, you know. He's the one that wrote the St. Paul polka.
Oh, really? Okay. Neat. Well, those are sure some great memories, Dick. So with that, we really want to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell every guest, the good Lord is willing. You and I are here down the road sometime. We'll do it again sometime. How's that?
I'm looking at grass instead of roots. I'm still with you, Si.
There you go. That sounds good. All righty, Dick. Well, with that, we're going to let you run. If you want to hang on, I'll talk to you off the air. And you have a great afternoon, Dick. Thanks again. All righty. And there he goes, Dick Kuhn, our 423rd guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Six Fat Dutchmen in just moments. Thank you. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 423rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And Dick Kuhn, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program, boy, that guy is pretty darn sharp. For 84 years of age, he still remembers a lot of the old boys that played along and the places that they played and about traveling on the bus and all of that. Pretty neat to hear. So, Dick Kuhn, longtime musician, filling in different times with the Six Fat Dutchmen, sax and clarinet. Well, we're now at 10 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 74 degrees. Going to feature music today by the Six Fat Dutchmen. Going to start out with one off of their America's Greatest Polka Band CD. It's one called the Minnesota Polka. The Six Fat Dutchmen, a great recording there of the Minnesota Polka. 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, it's Landler time, one called the Spoonmaker Landler. The Six Fat Dutchman, one called the Spoonmaker Landler. Old time polka time coming your way next. It's one called the Bohemian Polka. Loffemacher and the Six Fat Dutchman, one called the Bohemian Polka. Coming up on 17 minutes now, past the hour of 12 noon, 74, our current temperature here in Albany, and the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over there, and boy, they do a wonderful job with the traveling business. So new daycation tours happening. They already did one in May. Looking forward to June now. So give Jeannie a call to get on board the bus. And Jeannie B's Tours will take you to Jackpot Junction. Yes, deluxe motor coach transportation, guide, bingo, treats, and prizes on the coach are all included. Everyone will receive $15 in free slot play. And you may also redeem any mailed to you promotions. Pickups are in St. Joe, Avon, Albany, Melrose, and Painesville. Call Jeannie B's Tours today and reserve your seats for your group. The phone number to call, 320-345-1581. 320-345-1581. And you just never know, this next vacation trip may be your lucky day. And also want to make mention of some of the extended vacations still to come on Jeannie B's to-do list. And so as I'm looking at the itinerary here, in June 23rd through the 28th, it's Shipshewana, Indiana. So, quilt gardens, quilts, musical show, flea market, Amish country homes tour, 5 nights lodging, 8 meals, all admissions, awesome tour. Cost is $889 per person based on double occupancy. Then there's the Medora Musical Memories. That's going to be in July, July 8th through the 11th. And then August 17th through the 23rd, the Canadian Rockies and Glacier National Park. Banff, Lake Louise, big trip there as well. August 28th through September 2nd, the Deadwood Days and Medora Musical. You bet. Should be a fun trip. We did that one with Jeannie last year. Was an awesome trip. Yeah, Jeannie knows all the highlights. And yeah, we got to see the buffalo in Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And just a great, great show. How about September 12th through the 20th, the Music City Memories, Nashville and Memphis. And then the 25th of September through the 28th, the Apostle Islands Adventure in Bayfield, Wisconsin. That's one that I'm looking forward to going on. I don't know if I'll make it on this one, but looking forward maybe to next year. Should be a great trip there. Also, looking ahead, October 1st through the 8th, the New England Rails and Trails. Then in October 10th through the 14th, Colors of the 100-Mile Mississippi. And then the 17th through the 27th of October, Fall Fest, the Smoky Mountains, Ozarks, Branson, Pigeon Forge, and Biltmore Mansion. That's a great trip. November 12th through the 17th, Christmas in the Ozark and Branson. And finally, the 25th through the 30th of November, a Nashville Christmas to remember. So many great trips coming up yet this year for Jeannie B's Tours. So give her a call. Make sure you get on board one of those, one or more, whatever you can swing, because you're sure to have a great, great time. And, you know, I think I missed one in there, too. They're still planning on another ARC encounter, too. And that is, I believe, in September. So I didn't have that one on the schedule. But, yeah, you're sure to have a great time when you travel with Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie B, her good friend Art Timpf, and another great friend, Estelle, usually on board on the bus trips. You'll sure to enjoy yourself. Boy, I'll tell you, there's never a dull moment with Jeannie on the bus. They keep things lively. So looking forward to the next time we can travel on Jeannie B's. And you're sure to be looking forward to more trips, too, when you travel with Jeannie. So once again, give her a call for more information, brochures, anything you want to know. Her cell number, 320-249-8149. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of the Six Fat Dutchman. Here's a standard with the Six Fats, one called the Dutchman's Waltz. Oh, the Six Fat Dutchmen, one called the Dutchman's Waltz. And boy, they knew how to play, how to make that old-time music swing. Six Fat Dutchmen, one of the greatest all-time polka bands of all time. Here's an old-time polka, one called Dig That Crazy Oompa Man Polka. Luffemacher and the Six Fat Dutchmen, one called Dig That Crazy Oompa Man. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 74 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's another one by the Six Fat Dutchmen. This one's called This Old House.
This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storm of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when lightning walks about. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges. Nor to mend no window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is getting shaky. This old house is getting cold. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear, no pain. Cause I hear the angels speaking through broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend no window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
The Six Fat Dutchmen with This Old House here on KASM. 29 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is at 74 degrees currently here in central Minnesota. In the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. And yes, it does a great job of eliminating the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Now, Kevin has new models on hand, so check them out this week. Check out the different engine and mowing deck size options that are available to you. Baggers and other attachments, mulchers, suspension ride seat, some of the other options that are available. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. Started out working on the John Deere's many years ago, so he can pretty much fix and service any machine you might have. Of course, Kevin can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do it all for you. And Kevin also accepts trades, so stop in and see what Kevin can do for you on your particular mower. Bring her out to Kevin. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459, 320-363-7459. And just paging through one of the brochures that I got from Kevin, and he's got a commercial line of Hustlers there and heavy-duty equipment there. Yes, it will take care of your lawn regardless of the size. Yeah, if you're mowing a golf course type lawn, well, you can pick up one of these Fast Tracks or Super Z's or Hydra Drives. He's even got a Diesel Z, Super 104. Boy, those are some big mowers. And then, of course, he starts out with little residential ones, the Raptors and those smaller ones, the Dash. So check those out. He's got them all on hand. So check them out, whichever one might fit your need. And don't forget that Kevin took on the Eagle Power line of equipment last year. That's battery-powered equipment, 56-volt lithium battery. Great line of equipment. I've got a weed trimmer, weed eater from Kevin, and also got, what was the other piece? The edger, the lawn edger we got from Kevin. So works great. Yeah, we needed to bury a cable, the cable for our TV, and I took that edger out, and boy, that just went right along, made a nice little, about a 2-inch furrow there, laid the cable in there, pushed the ground over the top of it. You'd never know there's a cable there now. So was able to do that myself. So just with the right equipment, and Kevin's got it for you. So check him out this week. Again, for more information, call Kevin, 320-363-7459. That's Kevin's Countryside, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3, proudly bringing us the final portion here of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. It's Old Time Schottische time with the Six Fat Dutchmen, one called the Old Soldier's Schottische. We'll be right back. The Six Fat Dutchman, boy, nothing like a great old-time shottish. Yeah, always enjoyed doing the shottishes when we went to the polka dances back in the days. We were going out, some great stuff for you there. Time for just two more for you. This one called Ich Bin Ein Musiker, The Six Fat Dutchman.
Ein Musikant und komm aus Schwabenland.
Sind doch Musikanten und komm aus Schwabenland.
Ich kann auch spielen.
Wir können auch spielen.
Die Violine.
Die Violine.
Viol, viol, Violine. Viol, viol, Violine. Viol, viol, Violine. Viol, Violine. Ich bin ein Musikant und komm aus Schwabenland.
Sind doch Musikanten.
Ich kann auch spielen.
Wir können auch spielen.
Die Klarinette.
Die Klarinette.
Max Alokov, Max Beloksu, Max Alokov, Max Beloksu, Max Alokov, Max Beloksu, Max Alokov und zu. Vio, Vio, Violin. Vio, Vio, Violin. Vio, Vio, Violin. Vio, Violin. Schwabenland.
Sind doch Musikanten im Kammer Schwabenland.
Ich kann auch spielen.
Wir können auch spielen.
Die Trompete. Wenn mein Musikant und komm aus Schwabenland. Ich kann auch spielen.
Wir können auch spielen.
Das Piano.
Das Piano.
Greif hier bis hin, greif da bis hin, greif hier bis hin, greif da bis hin, greif hier bis hin, greif da bis hin, greif hier bis hin und da. Ta 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 ta.
The Six Fat Dutchman, boy, a great performing band there. That coming off of their America's Greatest Polka Band CD, one called Ich Bin Ein Musiker. Well, we're going to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a pretty little waltz tune. It's one called Three Little Girls Dressed in Blue. I believe Johnny Schultz does the vocal on this one. The Six Fat Dutchman.
There were three little girls dressed in blue. Then one married and left only two. Then one fell in love with a boy who wed her and gave her much joy. Then the last little girl had a dream, and she dreamed she was saying, I do. And when she awoke, it was true. Happy three little girls dressed in blue. dressed in blue. Then when Mary Ann left only two, then one fell in love with a boy who wed her and gave her much joy. Then the last little girl had a dream, and she dreamed she was saying, I do. And when she awoke, it was true. Happy three little girls dressed in blue.
The Six Fat Dutchmen. Yes, one called Three Little Girls Dressed in Blue. That was Johnny Schultz on the vocal. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.